If you got your Bible, look in Luke 18. I want to say a few things that might be a help to you. Luke 18. The Bible said, verse 1, "And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God nor regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjudged judge saith. Shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? And I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth?" I want to preach from this tonight about prayer. And I think it's the greatest thing that we have today in Christ is the privilege to bow before him. I think prayer is complete dependence on him. I think that's how we talk to him, communicate with him. The Jews pray with their eyes open, their hands open, looking to heaven. That's why that man later on was like that. He was looking up, but he was thinking about himself more than the people. The sinner smote his chest. He smote right in the middle of his heart and cried for mercy. And in this text tonight, God is giving us the truth here of how speedily and how that God will avenge his own. Now here, the Bible said men ought always to pray. The word ought means it's a necessity. Amen. It's always, you're going to have to stay in that mindset of prayer. It don't mean you're going to pray being vocal to God all the time, but it does mean that there's a spirit of it. I pray a lot of times just in spirit. It's not just in vocality or talking. It's just the spirit mind praying to God and getting a hold of God that way. I've seen the Holy Ghost come and touch me about some things. Amen. About things on my heart just by meditation and prayer and looking to God and needing God. And he said men ought always to pray. In fact, Paul said to the Thessalonians, he said, pray without ceasing. And so it looks like to me that there's a mind of prayer. There is a time that you go beseech and go talk to God. Here this woman, this widow woman, went to this judge. Now the Bible said he feared not God nor man. He didn't regard him. And this widow goes to this judge needs him to avenge her. Now I don't say what about. It could be about something that she possessed. Maybe somebody no doubt done her wrong, and she wanted this judge to avenge her for it. And apparently the judge didn't want to avenge her for it. It looks like to him he didn't regard nothing. He wanted to do what he wanted to do and what he said would go. And I know people like that. But here this woman kept coming to this man and come to him and avenge me, she said. I think this and this picture and this in my own mind, Brother Joe, that when this woman comes, she come with some urgency, and she also come with, thank God, an attitude. Amen. If you think about this, I believe she was straightforward with the judge. I believe she came regularly. It looks like it says she continually came unto this judge and said, avenge me of my adversary. And he said he wasn't going to, but it wasn't because he wanted to do it, but it was because of her continual coming unto him. Notice what it said. He said, by her continual coming, she weary me. That word weary there, really, if you look it up, it takes the meaning as a boxing term. Amen. It really, if you look at it, means a black eye. Amen. And I believe what he's saying here is, thank God this woman, amen, come wanting something done. And I believe the judge had had a little fear about her, amen. And I'm going to tell you this, thank God, when you look at this text and see that this, thank God, this judge who didn't regard man at all, who feared not God at all, thank God, he did avenge her. Amen. Why? Because she kept coming to him. She weary me. She's troubling me. She's a beating on me. Amen. If you please. Amen. She keeps a beating on me at this thing. And I'm going to avenge her because of it. Amen. I can picture maybe a little old widow woman. Thank God it needs this judge to do this. Praise God. He finally does it because she keeps coming to him. Thank God that's beating him with it. Amen. That's right. And then the whole truth is, and this is just a good truth, this ain't a long message. Amen. The truth of it is that God says here, if that unjust judge that don't regard man or don't regard God nor man, amen, if that judge, thank God, will regard that woman and avenge her, and this man has no doubt hatred in his heart, has pride in his heart, thank God, but he avenges this woman, how much more shall a loving God, amen, want to avenge his own children tonight, if they cry to him day and night? How much, they said speedily, he said quickly, thank God tonight, thank God, God will avenge us in a quick way if we'll come to him by faith and believe him tonight, thank God, and come to him. I'm telling you, there ain't nothing he can't do for you tonight. Amen. That's right. Thank God for that. It's a blessing in my heart. Amen. He says, cry day and night. That's right. There's a continual thing that yearns within you. When you really got a burden to pray, you got something on you. Amen. You got to stay with it. Hey, God. You say, well, God didn't answer speedily. He will. Just keep a praying. Amen. It's not that God can't do it. A lot of times, God's got a timing in the will of God in coming to this answer. But I'll tell you, brethren, God, he's a loving God, a good God, a faithful God, and there's nothing, praise God, too hard for him, and he wants his children tonight, thank God, to wholly depend on him. Thank God for the smallest thing until the biggest thing. God wants you to come to him and pour out your heart. Amen. Cry out to him. He shall avenge his own. And brother, this is the question tonight. When the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Now, I believe in the context here, I believe he's talking about prayer. I really do. Will he find people praying? Amen. I'm sad to say in this hour that the majority of churches, thank God, have not much prayer going on. Most Christians don't have much prayer going on. Thank God, we've got this thing down to education. We've got it out to recreation. We've got it down that we can do all these things, amen, to attract people. But I'm telling you, if we don't pray and get a hold of God and call on him for the what we need, amen, we'll not see the hand of God move down at the house of God. Amen. It's not emotionalism. Thank God, friend, tonight, that moves the hand of God. Even though I'm an emotional creature, and you are too, it is faith. That's what moves the hand of God. It's believing God and trusting God. Like the brother said tonight, and it's just getting a hold of him. Hey, God, just getting a hold of God by faith. He said, will I find faith? Hey, God, when I come, will I find people praying? Will I find the church house, the house of prayer? Instead of selling and buying and everything else are going on in the name of church. I'm done just saying, but we live in an hour when the church has left the prayer closet, where we've left the prayer altar. And I understand what Brother Joe said. I've always said that Christ is the altar. He's the altar that we come to, amen, to talk. But I'm telling you this tonight, hey, God, friend, this is a place of prayer. Jesus said, my house shall be called a house of prayer. Amen. It ain't a house for recreation. I tell said, somebody said, what do you have for the young folk? I said, what about God? Amen. He'll do, won't he? Thank God, because he's the only one that'll satisfy. He's the only one that can save. He's the only one that can do a work in the heart. I'm telling you now, if I want to find where he's in, I would hope I could come where he is. Thank God, and feel his divine presence, and to feel his presence in the people, because he indwells a believer. And I would want to know tonight when I come, thank God, I can feel and know the presence of God, and I can get on the altar and pray. Thank God, get where Jesus is. Thank God, and talk to him, and have leverage to do it. I'm telling you, there is a God in heaven, there's a Father in heaven that will avenge his own. Thank God, speedily tonight. Amen. As you say, I got a problem tonight. Well, I tell you, he knows how to take care of it. Amen. I got a need. He knows how to take care of it. Quit trying to do it yourself. Amen. That's God doing that. Friend, it ain't the man. That's right. Praise God. Silver and gold have a number, such as I have, give I to thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, and I will rise up and walk. Amen. He's a healing God. He's a healing God. He's the healer. Amen. He's the sustainer. Amen. He's the grace giver. Amen. If you need grace, he's got it. Amen. And we do need grace. He gave it more grace. Amen. He gave it grace to the humble. Them that humble themselves and come to him. He won't help. He resists the proud. He hates the proud look. But a man that'll humble himself. Amen. I mean, just get humble before him. Amen. Just get down low with him. I know some people say, I can't get on my knees. You don't have to get on your knees. You got to get low in within your heart. You can get on your knees and not be low in your heart. But I'm telling you, we just need to get low. Thank God, afflict ourselves and mourn over our sins. Thank God, go to him speedily for forgiveness. Go to him speedily. Oh, yes. I'm glad God gives repentance. I'm glad God helps us save. A saved man. Thank God, get restored. Thank God, he ain't going to leave him. He wants to help him, amen. Thank God, he'll give his shout back. Amen, he'll give his song back. He'll give his love back. I'm down your hill avenging that devil that's on your back. Thank God, the world that's coming in on you, he knows how to take care of you and avenge, amen, and help you. Thank God, to get back to faith and not by sight tonight, amen. That's right. Thank God to meet people living by sight tonight. That's right. He said we live by sight, not by faith. He said the just shall live by faith. Amen. He said, thank God. He said we don't live, we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Buddy, I'm telling you, somewhere down, I like what the brother said tonight. He said, Brother Hyatt, sometimes I'm going to get some dark days, but I'm still expecting. Boy, I'm glad you got some expectation tonight. Amen. I'm glad you got some expectation tonight. Thank God, don't never lose your hope nor expectation. Over there in the Psalms, he said, well, if a foundation be destroyed, then what can the righteous do? You know what foundation? He's talking about the foundation of hope right there. Right. He said, they run to the mountains, go to the mountains. He said, oh no, the foundation of my hope. Thank God, what should a righteous do if I don't have hope? That's future. That's expectation. That's faith. That's believing. Amen. I can't live my free and my Christian life without believing God. I've been asking him. Thank God to help me. I need his help. Amen. It ain't in me, it's in him. My help coming from the Lord that made the heaven and earth. And tonight you won't get no help unless God gives it to you. Amen. I tell you what we're doing. We're trying to think how we can do it. We can't do it like that. He said, in all thy ways acknowledge him. He shall direct thy paths. In every way we acknowledge him. And no matter what battle you're going through, what trouble you're going through, what heartache you're going through, amen, go to him. He knows how to help. Thank God. He'll avenge you. He'll help you. Thank God. I'm down you, brethren. The problem in this area is with me and with you sometime. Thank God, we try to think how we can solve the problem, amen. Can't do it. You can't solve it. Amen. You can't save yourself. God has to get a man to the place he sees that he's nothing. That he's a lost sinner. And he can't save himself. And the Holy Ghost of God got to deal with his heart. And bring him low that he can bring him up. Amen. That's right. Amen. Too many people say, well, I believe this. Well, you believe and I believe what we do. If I say I believe it, then that means I do it.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. If I told you now I believe in reading the scripture, then I really don't believe it if I don't do it.
Right.
Amen. That's right. You believe what you believe, you do. Amen. I like what one preacher said. Thank God he said, all rest of that is religious talk. That's what it is. Amen. And boy, I'm going to tell you, we got enough religious talk in this day and hour. Thank God that, brother, I think it makes God sick. Amen. I tell you, what God wants is a pure, sincere heart. Thank God. What did Jesus say in this same chapter when the disciples rebuked them people for bringing them little infants to him? Jesus said, no, let them come as such as the kingdom of God. Them little infants, they're praying. And Jesus said, if you don't come as a little child, you can't enter the kingdom. You got to humble yourself. You got to come humble before God. Oh, God, help us tonight. Our hearts get hard. Our hearts get cold. Our hearts get carnal. Amen. And now all we got when we don't have a soft heart toward God, all we have is a religious show. Amen. It's just going through the motions. That's all it is. Because your heart's hardened by sin. Your heart's hardened by pride. Your heart's hardened by your own opinions. And what happens is your heart gets so hard that when anybody sings or anybody preaches or anybody testifies, thank God we can't get in with it. We might have a yard sale, amen, but it ain't no real thing. It's got to be real, amen. I tell you what ain't real, because it ain't in us, amen. That's right. God help us all. It gets our brother. Amen. That's why you got to stir up your own pure mind by the way of remembrance. Paul, thank God, had the will of God some truth that'll stir you. Amen. Thank God, I'm telling you this. It'll help you if you'll stir up your pure mind by the way of remembrance. Thank God of what He done for you and where He brought you from and where you'd be if it had not been for the grace of God tonight. That's right. Amen. Thank God I'm telling you this tonight. If that unjust judge would avenge that widow, and he did, how much more shall the Father in heaven speedily avenge his? That's a blessing. See, some of you is carrying burdens tonight. You say, how you know it, preacher? I just know it. You want God to do some things. And see, if you like me, you complain more than you pray sometimes.
Right.
Instead of going to God and saying, Lord, when on Hezekiah, when Sennacherib wrote that letter there, in threatening him, Hezekiah knew they didn't have the army to defeat Sennacherib. What did Hezekiah do? He took that letter that he wrote and laid it out before God and said, this is what he wrote. Amen.
Sure.
That's right, buddy. You know what God did? He took care of Sennacherib.
Sure.
Amen. And his army, son. There's where the victory is. You say a lot of things against me in a bit, and I need some God of heaven to do some work for me. Thank God, lay it out before Him. Amen.
Amen.
Don't you try to fight the battle. That's right. Let Him fight your battle. David said the battle's the Lord's when he went at Goliath. He knew he couldn't defeat the giant, but he had a God in him and God with him that knew he could. He done killed a lion and bear. He knew what God could do. But he still said the battle's the Lord's. Amen. Because he knew he couldn't take down the giant without God. Amen. God gave him victory. You know where I'm going to tell you this tonight, where this church and my back and my I'm part of. I mean, hey, the victory's in prayer. It's in prayer. It's in prayer. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man of faith. It's in prayer.
Right, brother.
Amen. Old Levi told me this night, he was coming to church and he didn't know if he'd get to come at night. He said, you know, Papa, on the way home, I prayed and asked God to work it out. And right, he said, as soon as you called, asked me, was I going? The minute before you called, God done worked it out right then. See, that's God. That's God. God will work it out for you. But I'll tell you what, you have to ask Him. You got to come to Him. Amen. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be given unto you. Amen. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Let's stand tonight. Appreciate you hearing the word.